Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. Can that be a little less light skin? No brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl.
I don't care,
cause she's in my world. Why don't you get mad? Cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face. I like you, this is what it is. Won't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah. I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club.
Motherfuckers know that we are in Cleveland right now, man. Fucking around here waiting on this RNC shit to come and go so the city can get back to normal. I mean, they tearing up shit, they building roads, you know what I'm saying, and they making it a little bit inconvenient for us that, you know, drive on the highway and shit. That's one thing I wanted to say. I also wanted to say shouts out to y'all brothers out there from Texas that got Hood Talk Radio out there. Y'all copycats. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. Thanks for putting spaces in your shit. because I don't really want to sue you. But, yeah, this one, Cleveland, Ohio, is the original. 6 years and growing. So, y'all know what it is. 646-478-0944. Ain't no other hood talk radio like this one. Shouts out to my dude, you know, Eastside. Ain't heard from you for a minute. But I'm looking for your number so I can send you a text message. Family, hit us up. Tonight we're going to be really, man, asking questions, talking, you know what I'm saying, doing some all kind of shit, you know, because there's a lot of shit that's on my mind right now, and I'm sure that it's a lot of shit that's on your mind, too. You could be afraid to say something, but that's on you. I really can't tell you what to talk about, you know what I'm saying? But I know what I'm going to talk about. Got a lot of history and shit going on out here, and something is puzzling me. Now, us as black people, we always been called black and Negro, African American and nigga, and every motherfucking thing else that really don't even relate to us. It's just titles that they gave us and shit. Okay? Now we got some shit called, and it's not new, but it is out here, the Israelites. They say we're the Israelites, okay? I'm trying to figure out what part of Israel are we from. Okay, you got to read the Bible to get that answer, I suppose, but there's a lot of books out there. Like, there's a book called What Every African American Is Supposed to Know. There's a book out there called Negroes Ain't Descended from Africa. I mean, it's a lot of shit that you can find on the internet also. Just Google it. Are black people from Africa? Are the African Americans descended from Africa? You know what I'm saying? And, you'll learn a lot of shit that is really puzzling to me. Now, I got a question for my black folks, for all my people out there, you know what I'm saying? If, in fact, we are descended from kings and queens and this and that and the other, pretty much what I believe like everybody else is, but we talking about us. If we have proof since they, and I put that in quotations, say that it's proof that we are the black nobility, okay, that we come from royalty and the Israelites, the biblical Israelites and all this and all of that. Since so many of us know this, got a question for you. Is it going to change your fucked up attitude? Is it going to change your stupid ass behavior? Because I know, and I've seen a lot of people, some strong people, you know what I'm saying, do some fucked up, ignorant ass shit, you know what I mean? And it's, we try to blame it on, you know, what's out there. This is what they gave us. This is the situation they put us in, and this and that and the other. So, somebody put you in a position subliminally to go out and rob the next man or kick the next man door in or steal his car or shoot the next motherfucker to dead. What if somebody shoots you till you dead? Then what? Your family gonna be out here crying, wondering why a motherfucker capped your ass and you out here capping motherfuckers while you running on the earth. You know what I'm saying? Now you laying in the middle of the street with your hands up like, all of a sudden, he's a good guy. You know what I mean? So, if you know that we came from kings and queens, if you know that we weren't from the Egyptians and this and that and the other, does it change your attitude? Does it change the way you think about things and talk about shit? You know what I'm saying? If it does, then good for you. If not, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? It's already sad that we got all these black men walking around here with fucking dreads and gold tips and red tips and pink tips or whatever. But it's just bad that even with all the faggots out here saying, yeah, keep on pulling your pants down and showing your ass, you motherfuckers are still doing the shit. Like, it don't matter. But it does. It does. I just had to take a pause there for a second, child, because this shit bothers me. How ignorant we can be as a people sometimes, you know. We already know that unless you are directly interacting with some white folks, they cool. You know what I mean? But the minute you get outside that door, outside the job, when you get on the street, when you get in the store, the motherfuckers act like, you know, they always do. Isn't it strange? And I know I ain't the only one that see this shit. And when you driving on the highway and a white person looking in the rearview mirror at you, they slow the fuck down. They could be doing 100 miles an hour at first, but then they see you on the road and want to jump in front of you and slow down. What the fuck is that? Y'all need to stop thinking about us so much. You know what I mean? We understand that you motherfuckers is afraid of us taking over what we already had. And it's true. With all of these damn motivational speakers and doctors, they all say the same damn thing. They stole our shit, changed it, and sold it back to us, and we steady buying. Alright, so we gotta cut that shit out. You know, this your boy, E-Max the Image Man, and there's a lot of shit that we need to talk about. You know what I'm saying? We need to talk about a lot of shit. So y'all join me if you will. Not listen online. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Just go to blogtalkradio.com and search live, then music, and scroll down till you see my happy face. Hood Talk Radio right here on a Wednesday. So a lot of you motherfuckers out there watching Empire, but you don't want to learn that. But it's cool. Alright, the teacher is talking. So if you win, you win. If not, then activate your motherfucking mind. Just like R2 AD.
1997. The year for R2 AD to come out and spread the message throughout the world. You see, it's all about activating your mind and being the best that you can be. Doing those things that you need to do to succeed in life. And staying away from all the madness, drugs, and destruction. 8 years ago, I decided to do something positive with my life. So I dedicated my life to saying no to drugs and destruction. Then I formed an anti-drug rap group called R2AD, the Messengers of Hope. And we would just like to share with you reality. Drop it.
To you.
just activate your mind. Rogers fantasy is no good for my position. My mission is to take you to the light so you can witness the truth and do what's right. You see, very many of our people are suffering. Some are born addicted to drugs, and that's ugly. Kids are being neglected, abused, disrespected. But if you search their minds, you find some have been affected by mental anguish, alcoholism, poverty stricken, crack addictions, hard times, criminal minds. Some are even locked up in jail doing time. And the mind is such a terrible thing to waste. So please don't become a basket case, cause we got to have respect for one another. So sisters and brothers, let us not hurt each other. Cause I didn't come to sell out, bell out, flip out, trip out the back door, when I know we're all out here for a special reason. God made the seasons, and today I'm proud to say that I'm not people pleasing, but activate your mind.
Don't step on the gun, you fall victim to the bad.
Activate your mind. But don't you stop. Now reach for your dreams, and someday you'll be on top. To be successful in society is going to take a tool, an education, my friend. So stay in school, learn all you can, cause knowledge is power. And then you can choose a career that makes top dollars. With good self-esteem, you can do almost anything. Like Martin Luther King, you'll follow your dreams and just activate your mind. Activate your mind.
Just take it one day at a time, and I know it's right.
Activate your mind. 1997, the messenger of hope is just giving you something to grow on for another 24 hours. Just keep in mind, it's all up to you. And if we start with ourselves, we can make this world a beautiful place to live in. But the key is that we are must activate our mind. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. Activate your mind. It's your boy Max Image Man, Cleveland Zone, Hood Talk Radio, the original motivator. You know what I'm saying? It's a show in Texas that emulates the hell out of us. Flattered, but I'm not impressed. 646-478-0944 is the hotline to speak to the only EMAX image in the world. Our power is on the way, so join us live on the air or just listen. You know what I'm saying? This is the talk we cover your info needs. Now, we're only going to be here at 10:30 tonight because, you know what I'm saying, bro, got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing about working for somebody else that I have, you know. I don't blame nobody except myself, because growing up, as much and as hard as they made it, only those motherfuckers that stuck with it got a chance to break through. You know what I'm saying? When I say break through, they struggling in another place. You know what I'm saying? They might be struggling personally, but they ain't struggling financially. It's a lot of us doing well. I congratulate you on that, but I just hope that your motherfucking attitude goes along with your good blessing. You know what I'm saying? And what is a blessing, man? Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to take blessings and switch them. You know what I'm saying? They want to put a blessing like God gave you this car note that might put you in debt. You never know. You know what I'm saying? We all get too comfortable in our shit. What's wrong with just buying something with cash? How about the blessing is being able to save up enough cash to buy you a car or hitting the number or something? That's a blessing. Because you spent a few dollars and came up with a lot. You know, that is a blessing. It don't happen that often. But more often than you think. And it ain't always us. So, what's up with y'all out there, man? You know what I'm saying? I know Empire's on, everybody on Wi-Fi. Motherfuckers still texting while they driving and shit. They don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker right next to you texting and look at you while they texting. They want to zoom off like you the motherfucking asshole. That's the crazy shit. You know? Got a lot of stuff that is on my mind, but really it's about me doing better for myself than what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that by spitting some motivation out here, you know what I'm saying, it's not necessarily all for the fellas, because sometimes women go through the same shit. You know, for whatever reason, life is hard, man. Certain people, it's a little harder. Down really about the choices that we make. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that it's always about the circumstances that you find yourself in. Maybe it's about how you handle that. You know? Sometimes you got to get up off your ass. You got to decide, I'm tired of living like this. You know, you got to have confidence in yourself that no matter what, you gonna put your shit in gear and get the fuck up out of this rut that you keep finding yourself in. Strictly speaking, out of experience, man, because a lot of shit that I've done in my life, and a lot of shit that I didn't do, it was because of choices that I made. Whether they was good or whether they was bad, man. It was all about the choices that I made, and I hope that you can determine within yourself that it's about time to make some changes. And it is for everybody. You know, it seemed like the Kinsman area, man, y'all motherfuckers is going to shit pretty soon. Kinsman is going to be just as bad as the shit that's going on in East Cleveland. It's not worse. And it's a shame that you can't find a good, decent place to live in without motherfuckers plotting on you because you seem to be doing better than they are. You know, some motherfuckers don't want to do shit. They just walk around and they sit around and they plot on motherfuckers. And that's not to say that you're gullible or anything. It's just that, you know, thieves come when they can. You know what I mean? So you got to watch your shit. All along, we've been doing this show, man. We showcase a lot of music. We started out with Dr. Claude Anderson, so many other biblical scholars that put videos out, and documentaries and audio books and things of that nature, that we got to hold to some what I feel is pertinent information, and I don't mind sharing. Now, right now, if y'all ain't paying attention to shit, they already believe that Donald Trump is going to be our next president. Now, in my opinion, it don't make no difference between him or Hillary. Government going to be government. You know what I'm saying? They going to do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And as long as we just sit back and let the shit happen, man, you know... First of all, you got to go back and you got to read the Articles of Confederacy. You got to find the Declaration of Independence. You got to find the Constitution. See if you can find the original. You know what I'm saying? Because the one that they made after they made the original. and it ain't just me that's saying it, but shit just don't add up. There's a lot of shit these motherfuckers doing that ain't got nothing to do with us at all, and it just don't add up. And I'm saying it because I'm living a life right now that these motherfuckers are basically prescribing for not just me, but for you and everybody else. You know, I finally figured out why they started regulating the medical field. You know how many black doctors there are in the world? If they call us black. But do you know how many doctors are not white? Excuse me, it's the hood. All right. Only kind of shit you're going to hear on the real hood talk radio. But it's a lot of black doctors out here, and I swear, when more of us started getting into the medical field and becoming better, you know, then they started regulating shit because, you know, we was buying big ass houses and purchasing the land, leasing the land for, you know, 300 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny, you can only lease the land. But some people will sell you the land, you know, that your house sits on. So you gotta look out for that too. But, and the life that we live in right now, man, let's just say these things, bros. I'm talking to the feminists, you know what I mean? These women out here ain't trying to be your mama. Okay? They want to be a woman. They want to be your wife. They want to be your girlfriend. Alright? And this is just motivation for my niggas. Alright? Ain't got nothing to do with y'all ladies yet. But stop looking for these women, man, that'll take care of your motherfucking ass, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually they're going to end up hating you. Because you ain't doing them but fucking no good and getting what you want out of them anyway. Just so you can have fun. So you can have a place to lay your head. Wash your ass when you feel like washing your ass. Somebody braids your hair all the time. But then you jump on that bus or you jump in her car, you go on the other side of town. Hell, some of y'all dumbass niggas just go right around the corner. You know what I mean? And y'all fuck with somebody else the same motherfucking way. Sometimes y'all come home and boom, 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 boom. That's some fucked up shit. It's a fucked up way to be. And that's one of the reasons why we having the issues that we having with these women out here today, man. I can't call it. You know what I'm saying? What do you say to a person about what the fuck they do? You can't say nothing. Because they ain't gonna listen to any motherfucking way. Alright? Now, here's some shit that we all go through. Here's some shit that we all do. And it needs to change, man, for real. Alright? But right now, I'm going to look inside myself and I'm going to make some changes while we listen to my nigga Fouché. It's your boy, Imagine Image, man. We'll talk real quick. Be right back, guys.
No sense to me. Nope. Nope. It don't make no sense to me. Fouché. Imagine.
Yeah, we just going to take this quick ride. Put your head right quick.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Easy.
It don't make no sense. Your face full of fingerprints. Saying that you're sick of it. Seems like you're loving it. Screaming that this shit getting old. I can't tell. The way that your eye and your lip on swole. Your arm that been broke, your neck that been choked, your head got a patch, your ribs that been cracked, man, and I swear, and you keep running back, for real, through the dick, got you dumb like that,
got you the way your mind can't see, sometimes make it hard for you to breathe, wanna just know your life, but just the wall don't make no sense to me, at all, girl, why
Thank you.
that's that boy Charlie Luke. You know what I'm saying? With the Alpha Male right here on Hood Talk Radio. The original motivator, man. I swear. Don't feel like it's June right now. We can go to the phone lines again. Bring Al on in. 216-804. What do you do?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. It's a little chilly out here, you know. Outside.
I feel you. I hear you, man. I just want to say I'm glad that you on the air tonight. You know, there are a lot of people who would get out there and say, you know, I'll say they would get out there and say, well, I know y'all not going to be on because there's this, that, and other going on. Or I know, in my case, a couple of Mondays ago, they were like, I know you ain't going to be on there because of Memorial Day. And it's like, no, man in the streets on. And then I just say that you have the game on. Everybody's hollering, you know, big thing,
yeah,
Cap,
right.
Golden State. But people don't realize that when you have fans of a radio show, I'm going to say it like this. If you are on-air personality, and some people may not like to use that term, and I know that you, my brother, you feel like, okay, because you are your everyday people, providing
right.
a service and letting people do things, but correct term, if you're on-air personality or somebody who says you love what you do and you love people, then your people, they're going to be with you no matter what.
That's
and
right.
They look out and they see that you take time off. They were like, wait a minute. 107 Swine, they on. Or, you know what I'm saying, 93.9, they on. Or all these other stations, they on. So
right.
How come somebody who's got a quote-unquote internet program or something else, how come they ain't on? And I'm just going to put it out there that maybe, just maybe, they don't end up caring as much as they should about their clientele.
That's pretty much what it is, man. You know, people always want, it's not always about the entertainment, man. Sometimes you got to sit back, you know, and take a gander at some things. I just do what I do, man, because it's what I'm supposed to do, you know what I mean? I feel like this is my other job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind at all. And I want to say thank you again to Miss Porter, man. She said something to me that made me think about some things. And so
okay.
I feel a whole lot better. You know what I mean? So I'm cool. So
right.
I just want to shout out to Miss P. Because, you know, sometimes, man, you never know. You know what I'm saying? When
mm-hmm.
the creator got something for you, man, you send it in the most unlikely
mm-hmm.
ways. But it's always impactful. So I absorb that. I just
right.
want to say thank you. You know what I mean? But y'all
mm-hmm.
Y'all gotta know, you know what I'm saying, on Monday night too.
That,
you know what I'm saying? We got mm-hmm. Al Porter man in the streets and you know, it's strong. So y'all gotta check
mm-hmm.
that out too. Monday nights, 9:00, same phone number, you know. Be out here.
I appreciate that.
All day.
And that's why I can say, you know.
Oh, yeah, DJ Ice
yeah.
is out there. Send a shout
okay.
out to DJ Ice, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to build
for real.
Camp out, you know what I mean? Bring to the table. But, you
good.
Know, once everything gets situated, man, I find a spot. I don't know where it's going to be, but it definitely ain't going to be nowhere out Kansas. You know, as much as I can help.
I got you.
As much as I can help, man. But we trying to make some moves on some things, man, to get the shit set up. And that way we
good.
Can be a little bit more consistent with it. Because right now, we still doing a 24-hour station. So that's still on. Shoutcast.com/HookTunesRadio. It's 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear your songs. And everything else
right.
we put up there. So pretty much we got a lot of new music from, of course, Kizo and the rest of the gang, you know what I'm saying, the SLE boys and all of them. So, you know, if y'all check that out, that's, like I said, that's 24-hour radio station. So, shoutcast.com/hoodtunesradio. You know what I mean? Hmm. But, Al, what do you think, man? A lot of people going toward this Israelite thing now. What's really happening here with the black people? Somebody else told us that we were something else, and now we lacking on that, or am I late with that? Or is it just like me?
Yeah, that's all that is, man. That was something that happened, it started with that movement years ago, and then it slacked off, and that's all I could tell.
Yeah.
That's it.
It showed this, like, oh, because I'm like, wait a minute. You know, man, it's so many people, oh, man, we Israelites. We the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
People by the Bible. Man, it's so much mess out here, man. It is so much mess out here, y'all. Y'all got to keep y'all ears and y'all eyes open every single day. All the time, man. You got to use that brain that you got in between your ears. Do some calculations and see if what you're hearing is for real or if it's some bogey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm here to tell everybody to do something with themselves. You know, read a book sometime. Hey, Al, speaking of book, did you know that there's certain people out here that did not know that you wrote a book and had it published and that you had book signings all over the city? And this is somebody that's been around you for a while. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's
funny,
true.
Man. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely crazy. And it was shocking. It was shocking. You know, because the same person asked me, hey, E-Max, you called me on my phone, man, instead of a text message. I heard your voice. You was talking. How the hell did you do that? I said, I left a message, man. It's called voicemail. Oh! That's what that shit is. I say, damn. Where the hell you been there for 40, 50 years?
Right.
You used to call them answering machines back in the day. Remember those?
Right. Yes, I do.
That's terrible. But I'm glad I was able to educate my brother. And now he knows how to use a little bit more of the technology that he's paying for.
That's right.
Right on, my brother. Keep growing. That's all I want to know. And some of y'all bros out there, of course, pull your pants up, man, and do something with them fucking nappy-ass beards on your faces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's all right to take a shower. It's all right to take a shower. So do that. Shave that damn beard off your face. And if you don't mind, trim some of that long ass hair. Just you ain't gotta cut it all down short at the end. Just don't have it so long that a motherfucker can't tell whether you a guy or a girl. Some of y'all dudes be having the most feminine haircuts. And that shit is funny. But it's also funny that you could be thinking you talking to a dude and a woman voice come out the motherfucking mouth. You be like, damn.
Ooh.
My bad. Damn. High top fade with the earrings and everything, and the jewels.
Thank you.
The jerseys and the tennis shoes with the shorts and socks looking like little pudgy dudes. And I'm like, oh, you's a girl. I'm sorry. You know, that's all right. You know, like, what the hell? Did the earth tilt on the axis for real?
Uh-huh.
It must have, man. It must have. So, you know what I mean? I want everybody just to stay up, pay attention to what's really going on out here, man. Keep your eyes. And I asked this question earlier, and I'm going to ask it again. Now, Al just shut shit down. Okay? But the question was, if, in fact, they, and I put those in quotations, who say that, you know, the people from America, and they got books out there, some Africanus, Mictoranus or something, I'm going to look it up. But it's always funny that these white people have all of this information about where we came from, who we are, and here, no, I'm right. This is what I'm saying, that you Negroes aren't descended from Africans and blah, 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 blah. Okay? Now they got a new title for us, the Israelites. And it's some black brothers, the Hebrew Israelites, okay, and they go deep and they go ham at each other with this shit. Some of them stand out on the corner and scream and holler through bullhorns. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it don't really do nothing but make you seem like a loudmouth in the purple robe. You know the old saying, Al, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
I have decided to lead the motherfucking horse to water, and if he's thirsty, he'll drink.
And you know what's crazy? When whether you love him or hate him, when Honorable Minister Farrakhan came to speak in Cleveland. You had the Hebrew Israelites, about four of them on a corner, yelling and screaming through a bullhorn, arguing with folks across the street who was cussing them out and threatening to come and beat on them. And I'm like, y'all really don't look too sane right now. If y'all would have stayed up under your tent and had your big sign, somebody might have thought, oh, I wonder if they're Muslim or something, and come over to talk to them. But they were yelling and screaming, so it just didn't look conducive. So I just wanted to say I've actually seen it just like you in person, and they just it just made a whole mockery of whatever it is they were trying to promote.
Yeah, that is some wild stuff, man. They attacked the white folks with the curly hair coming out of the side of their black hats, and you know, they walk around with the old Bibles and the dictionaries in their hand. One of them walked up to me from a bus stop and asked me, "Man, how you doing there, brother?" I said, "I'm doing all right, brother. How you?" "Cool, man. What is you, man? Are you a slave? Are you an African? Are you American?" I said, "I'm a human being, man." And he looked at me like I was motherfucking crazy. You know why? Because nobody probably ever said to him, "I'm a human being." So the only way that he could come back to that was to say, "How do you know?" I said, "Okay, I'm finna shut you down right here, bro. I'm not a Hebrew. Okay, I'm not an Israelite, so I'm not a Hebrew Israelite. Okay, I'm not all of those titles that everybody wants for you to be. Why you gotta be black? Why you gotta be the dude say, 'Hey man, open the door for that nigga'?" And I said, "Well, damn, dude, you know, why you gotta be a nigga? Why you can't just be, you know, a human being? Or why you can't just, hey, open the door for Brandon? You know what I'm saying? Why I gotta be open the door for that nigga? You know, some people don't like being called nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people will take you back to where it came from. You know what I'm saying? And they misconstrue that statement. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. You know what I'm saying? That's all wrong. People got that from a line, and they still using it, but they got it all wrong now. And it's the impression that these motherfuckers is getting out here is the reason why shit is being twisted up. Now, I got another 216 number on the line. If they want to talk, they could just press 1. Or if not, just, you know, chill out and chill with me and Al while we kick it on this last 10 minutes of the show. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that love. But what we got to do, man, is get our motherfucking brain out of that fucking title shit and get on with some life shit, man. You know, some of us getting older, I myself, then realize that I'm at that point in my life where I don't got no time for that bullshit. So for me, man, it's time to put boots down in the dirt and try to make something grow. And I think that what I've been doing for the past 20 years, man, is where I'm getting ready to focus all my efforts, all my marbles in the bag. I ain't even shaking them up because I know what colors they are, and I want them to come out just like I hope for them. And I'm playing, but I hope for them. So what we all got to do is have a plan for ourselves, man. We can't just go by and keep living day by day. You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard. It's rough. A nigga got to work 12, 14 hours sometimes. I don't get home. I leave. It's like, you know, early in the morning. I don't get home until late at night. I really don't even have time to do the show all the time. But those are the things that I'm talking about. You know, if you can get home in time enough to do a show, do a show. That's what you're supposed to do. If you can get home in time enough to reach out to your children, reach out to your motherfucking children. Let me tell you what's up, bro. All the motherfucking streets, your niggas and all them bras and shit, them hoes you fuck with, they gonna be there. If they ain't calling you, call your kids first if you got some kids, man. Be real. You know, you always hear motherfuckers talking about be a man. Be a man, dude. Man don't always mean knuckling up. Man don't always mean walking around with your dick swinging in some bra house. Man means taking care of your motherfucking home. And all the time, your home ain't where you at. And that's your kids. A lot of people don't think about what they don't do for their kids. Not what they think their kids gonna do for them when they get old. Rolling around in wheelchairs and shit if they make it that long. They ain't gonna do shit. But I ain't met but a handful of kids that say they don't love their father. And them motherfuckers still don't come around. Kids is loyal to a certain age, I'm telling y'all. So y'all niggas better reach out and touch your children. All right, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's my advice to all the brothers, everybody out there right now. But what y'all got to do is keep checking in on the Hood Talk Radio program. Don't get it mixed up with the other from Texas with the spaces in between the letters. Because, yes, our shit is branded. Yes, our shit is copywritten, but we do not use spaces in Hood Talk Radio, and we're from Cleveland. So if you happen to pop online one day and you checking out a show called Hood Talk Radio and it's from Texas, you got the wrong show. I'm putting ass out there, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't do what we do right here. You want to know some historical shit? Hook up with us right here on Hood Talk Radio. We go back to the shit where it all makes fucking sense to you right now. I can take you back. I'm going to give you one right now. Census 2000. Census 2000. All right? I say that because in 1994 to 2000, President Jimmy Carter, then President Jimmy Carter, basically with Oliver North, set up a census for the population growth of the white folks. And it said that their shit is declining. And of course, okay? So by the year 2000, the population growth, meaning more babies being born than old people dying, basically reversed. And it's still happening today. And I know because I see it firsthand with my motherfucking eyes. With all of the motherfucking hospice centers and all of the damn retirement homes and this and that and the other, is more old white people dying than it is being born. Here today in 2016, everywhere I go, I see predominantly white folks in
hospitals. Wow.
And I'm serious, man. A lot of the shit that I've been reading and a lot of the shit that I studied and talked about years ago, I'm starting to see the shit with my own eyes. Dude, when the Amish people call themselves the Mennonites, I have yet to find the time to sit down and find out exactly what a fucking Mennonite is. And if I can walk into a Mennonite church with my black ass, how they gonna act? How they gonna motherfucking act? And did you know, and I'm about to put some shit out there. All right. I don't know what city it is, but I know I got the address. But there is a Taiwanese, okay, and Amish church. Our Amish friends and the Taiwanese church. And the motherfucker got a damn Masonic, you know, the compass in the square on it with the G in the middle, dude. What the fuck is that? The Amish and Taiwanese people? And they got a church with a big ass Masonic symbol on the front of the sign that's lit up. You can see the lights in the daytime. Come on, man.
Wow.
Right here in Ohio, man, I swear I see so much shit. It amazes me, man. You know, it amazes me. I almost ran over a fucking horse and buggy today. Going over a hill.
Oh.
Dude, the speed limit is 50 miles an hour on a 10-mile stretch of land. And it ain't none but motherfucking hills, man. You can't see good motherfuckers going over a motherfucking hill. You know, horses' hooves ain't really made for the asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Even with horseshoes, it fucks them up. You know what I'm saying? So by them cutting the roads out and making it a street, it's really costing them a lot of extra money to reshoe them horses. And that's just some random information, man. You know what I mean, y'all? So, some shit you might be interested in. But I talk about what I see. I see
right.
So many motherfucking farms. And believe you me, man, in places like Akron and Canton, you can fuck around and get caught up in the woods. Yeah. You can go 10, 15 minutes deep into a place called Wooster, and you might not get out. You ain't going to have no phone reception. I swear. Obama phone don't even. Okay? So, we just giving y'all some shit to think about, for real. This your boy, Max the Image, man. I got about a minute left. Al, what you want to say, man? I know you do.
Hey, I just want to say if people want to come through this coming Saturday, 1899 Main Classroom Building, and that's downtown Cleveland, Ohio, at Cleveland State University. That's large room 136. It's our Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. And you can come through, perform. People will be there for rap, R&B, hip hop, and that is 1:45 to 6 p.m., large room 136. Free to the family.
And that's what's up, y'all. I'm glad y'all joined me tonight. Al, you know what I'm saying? You always got the king seat in the house, and we here. I want to say shouts out and thank you to everybody that's out there online listening. I see your numbers, and I appreciate that. Thanks to that 216-450 number for joining us. Maybe next week you'll press that one button and spit your shit right here on the air, man. We worldwide. Good Talk Radio, the original motivator. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, man, when y'all eating all day, man, keep a little pack of toothbrush, mouthwash, and a bottle of water with you so you can brush your motherfucking teeth. All right? This is man, and I gotta go. Peace.
Yeah.
We out.